Okay, today's Mishnah is in Masechet Kelim, brought to you from Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is the 13th Perek, and we're holding at the first Mishnah in the 13th Perek. So now, as we had before in the 12th Perek, we have different sets of Kelim where we need to clarify whether they're considered to be independent or not when they have a chibur to something else, which allows them to be useful, and when they're considered to be a kli even on their own. Here, we also have a continuation of the same idea, but over here, the sets that we discuss are kelim that always consist of either a pair or two essential parts to the kli. Sometimes a kli that will have different pieces on either end because it's used for different kind of things. There's a lot of examples on this. So you have a hammer, on one side of the hammer you have a claw, on the other side of the hammer you have the hammer itself. Or on a hatchet. A hatchet, you've got this blade on one side, and then you've got that thin type of cracker on the other side. And then you've got, I'm sure even in your kitchen, you've got a lot of kitchen tools that you may have like a spatula on one side, and on the other side, a spoon-like device. Anyways, there's lots of things like that. And we're going to be talking about those various things, where they became separated. Now, the obvious initial cases would include things that actually only work, which you would think only work as a pair. So you have a pair of scissors. So, I mean, the question is that considered to be a kli if it is taken apart, or if it breaks, the two parts break apart because they still have some use or not? So starting with a saif. A saif is a sword. A sakin is, of course, a knife. A pigyon is a dagger that has either side of it has a sharp edge. A spear. Now, over there, the two parts are the handle and the spear. A magal yad, which is a sickle. You use that for, this is a hand sickle that's used for chopping or for cutting wood. A magal katsir is used specifically for cutting grains. A shichor and a zug shel saparim. The shechor were small scissors that were used for up-close trimming. The zug shel saparim was the big barber scissors that these things split into two. So all of the cases above, splitting into two, the scissors, obviously, it's clear what splitting into two means, but all of the other cases are talking about things that are really usable with a handle. So you may have a long metal piece, but you stick that metal piece into a wooden handle to hold it. So suppose it became detached from the handle. So the question is the functionality, is that still maintained to give it a din of a kli? So you've got scissors. Now, if you just lost the screw in the middle, each one of the size of the scissors still can be used as a knife, and because of that, it's still tame. In the cases where you have like the sword that gets broken through the middle, so that would mean that you can have, sometimes if you're talking about the dagger, it could be cut through in such a way that either side is still usable. The actual sword case is where it becomes detached from the handle. Same thing with the romach and so on. So the question is, normally you would not use these things without a handle. It might even be dangerous to hold it without a handle. Certainly a sword, what would you do? You would use the blade of the sword that broke off towards the front. You would use that as a razor blade or something like that? Maybe, but you'd have to wrap it with something in order not to get cut. So the question is that considered to be use because it is usable for cutting, or is that not usable because it wouldn't normally be used since it doesn't have a handle? So in these cases, Rabbi Yossi says, look, only the part that is next to the handle can become tamei. But even though the other part theoretically is usable, but you're not going to use it because if it's closer to the top of the sword, then it would be tahor. How about tweezers? Now, tweezers, the type of tweezers they had could be used for hair removal by a woman, but it's not really sharp. It's just if you've got the two edges and you press them together, so then they will work. But they're really too blunt to be used as a single blade. So suppose a tweezers was split into two, and it broke. You've got two separate things. Rabbi Yehuda says it's tame, because you can still use each side to cut. V'chachomim say it's betarim, because the main way that this cuts is by putting one piece against the other, and over here you only have one piece, and therefore now he's going to use a blunt thing like that for cutting. Okay, next grouping in Mishnah Beis is something that is a double usage instrument. So it's got one kind of thing on one end, another kind of thing on the other end, and therefore if it breaks in the middle, you still have usage of the other end. So starting with the koligrifon. So the koligrifon, it basically has, it's used for oven. Oh, beautiful. So it's got, and this, there's lots of kitchen tools like this today. You have basically a fork on one end or over here prongs on one end to take out bread from an oven. And you've got a spoon on the other end, maybe to take out ashes from the oven. These things are used with ovens. You could use it for taking out the ashes on the other end. So if it got broken in the middle, it doesn't matter, because if you lost the part that was the spoon and that broke off, you still have the teeth on the other end, and therefore it's still a good kli. If the teeth broke off, it's still a good kli because you still have the spoon-like thing on the other end. The other kind of thing we have is a mikol. A mikol is used all the time for putting on eye makeup. So it has what's called a male end, which is its tip, and it's got a female end, which is its spoon. So if you lost the male end, so nitala zachar, you still have the female part, which is the kaf. And if you did it the other way, so then if you took off the kaf, rather, it's tame because of the male part. If you took off the male part, it's tame because of the female part. So it's still a perfectly usable thing. How about a maktev? Maktev is the equivalent of the modern pencil, and it has a writing part, beautiful, thanks so much, a stylus. And it has an eraser on the other end. Now, obviously, it didn't have anything that would mark paper. A maktev is a stylus that would mark a wax tablet, usually. So one part, the nib, is used for etching into the wax. If you made a mistake, you use the flat end, which is the eraser, on the other end, and you spread the wax again over smoothly so you can rewrite. So if you lost the part that is kotev, so you lost the nib, it's still useful because you have it as an eraser. Many people buy separate erasers, you know. If the eraser got lost, it's still going to be usher because of the stylus part, the nib. Another thing that we have, another kitchen tool, is a zoma listra. The zoma, you remember listra is the Listerine thing, and that listra refers to all of the frothy-like substance that comes up on the top of a soup. You like to skim that off. So it's got a skimmer on one side, which is called the kaf, and it's got a fork on the other side to take out. Say you have a chicken soup, you want to take out the pieces of chicken or the things that you put into the soup before you strain it. So it's got a double usage. And that's the zoma listra. A zoma listra that lost the spoon part is still tummy because it's got the fork part. If it lost the fork part, it's still tummy because it's got the spoon part. Now we have the same kind of thing where it's a double tool, but over here it's a double tool in a different kind of way. It's a double tool because it has part on it that can be used for repairs of the thing that you would normally use it for. So this would be the kind of thing, let's say, that you've got for usage of a flat tire. So you've got on the one end, you've got the tool has, I mean, we actually has four ends, but it's very common for people to have. So you've got one piece that could be used to pry off your hubcap. Another piece, you've got different sizes to be able to put around the bolts that are holding the wheel on so you could spin it. So it's that type of thing. And that would include something that was used for a ma'ader. So a ma'ader is, in modern terms, a tiller. So you've got a shane, it's got a prong, very good, a prong on one end, that's what it's used for tilling. And it's got a tool for putting itself together. If it comes apart, it's got something that allows you to put together the plow that you're going to be using after tilling, and it holds the parts of the plow in place. So because of that, it's usable no matter what happens. So if you lost the prong of the ma'ader, and you'd say, well, I mean, what good is a ma'ader without a prong? It's no good as a ma'ader, but it still usually will have a perfectly usable tool for fixing a flat tire or putting together a actual plow. So in all of these situations, where you've lost a part, and you've lost a part together with part of the handle to which that part was connected, which we're not talking about over here, Dafka, only the actual tool attachment was broken, but some of the tool itself, some of the piece of wood was broken in the middle. The shear of all of these things is whatever is needed still. In other words, you have to have a handle that's long enough that allows you to use what is left. If you're not going to be able to use it without a lot of trouble, then generally speaking, the kli is batel and nobody views it as a usable kli. Continues the next Mishnah. And here we also have a case where you have two different elements, but over here, the two different elements might even be on the same side, but it has two different purposes. For instance, suppose you got a hoe. Now, very often a hoe is edged with a sharp top. The sharp top is used for cutting through roots. So even though I don't need anything sharp on the hoe to be able to get the ground, to use it to pull the ground, take a look at Naftali's picture, please, everybody. So we've got really three parts. I don't know why it doesn't show three parts. It shows only what is the socket, which we're going to be talking about later. But if you look carefully, you see that the blade narrows to a sharp edge. So now the sharp edge is a cutting edge. The rest of the blade is a hoeing edge. So suppose you broke off the top of the blade, so you can no longer cut through roots. Fine, but that doesn't mean you don't have a hoe. You can still use it for hoeing in places where you don't have a need to cut through a root. So because of that, it would still be tame unless most of it was broken. But if you could still have like half of that, of the blade of it, it's still usable for hoeing. Now, there's also, of course, it comes together with a molded socket. And then you could put in the wood, which very often breaks, so you can screw in a new wooden handle. If the socket broke, there's nothing to do with it. And therefore, nishbar makufo, it's tar. Because how are you going to use a hoe that doesn't have a handle on it? Then we also have tools that have on the same side, but on different parts of that single side, they have two different usages. So let's say you have a cardon, you have an axe. Now, an axe has two sides, has two parts, right and left, on one side. So you have the ushpo, as you see over here in Naftali's picture, which is the wide blade. Modern axes are made exactly like this. So you have an oshef, and you have the bikua, which is the sharp end that you can use for splitting the piece. You get the split ready, and then you finish cutting it through. So if it lost the ushef, it would still be tame because you have the Beit Bikua. If the Beit Bikua was lost, it still would be tame because you still have the blade to chop with. But it also has a socket. And without that socket to be able to insert a handle properly, it's completely useless. And therefore, if the makufo would break, then the entire thing is considered to be tohor. Mishnah number 4. And that is a magrefa. A magrefa is a kind of shovel that you use in your fireplace or in your oven. A fire shovel, it's translated here, fine. So it includes, also it has a ball at the point in the middle, you'll notice, where the shovel part, the scoop part, hits the handle. So therefore, since it always has that nice ball on it, if it's missing the scoop, you could still use the cornus. It's like a cornus. It's like a hammer because of the ball that's on it. Divrei Rebbe Meir. V'chachomim omrim, but that's not what it was made for. So the fact that you can use it for something, if you weren't miyah, obviously, kol hakelim or yardim l'day tumatam, al yedei machshava. If you were miyachided after it broke to use as a hammer, and this is more of a gentle hammer to get things to be directly, sometimes, you know, I mean, obviously every toolkit has got a small hammer and a larger hammer and so on. If you want to use it as a gentle hammer, fine, but that's not what it's made for. And so because of that, This was a machlokas we've seen before, that according to Chachamim, something that could be used for a different purpose, which is not its original purpose, requires machshava in order to be tummy. Now, there also could be a saw that loses some of its teeth. So let's say you have a megira, shenitlu shinea achat mibeinatai. Every other one of its teeth, it got broken. So it can't cut properly. It's got too much space now between the shinayim. But suppose you have a full seat. A seat is the distance between your two fingers. If you have your index finger and your middle finger, if you measure the distance, you keep them as far apart as you can, you measure the distance between the two of them, that is the size of a seat. So if you have an area the size of a seat that doesn't have any of its teeth that are broken, so then it's still tummy, because even a small area like that is good enough to use as a saw. You just have to be careful to saw very quickly back and forth without having too much distance of the saw. Okay, how about a ma'atzad? So a ma'atzad is an adze. Can you show us what that looks like, Naftali dear? Okay, so it has that cutting edge, and it has, of course, its bait to put in the handle. Or you can have an ismel. An ismel is basically a scalpel. So you use that for bris milah or other operations. And hamafsalit. Hamafsalit is a type of plane. That's like, I think that's what it's called in English. It's like a big piece of wood, and you have a blade at the bottom, and then you use it to scrape off pieces that are sticking out of a piece of wood. Does that have a picture too, or it's just a regular plane? Okay. And a magdeach. A magdeach is an auger. You have that? Oh, that's an interesting picture, and I'm not getting the picture so well. Is that? Oh, I see it. Look, I see. The white part is like the drill part. It looked to me like it was separate parts in a row. Sorry, I didn't get the three-dimensionality of it. So if you look carefully, you'll see this is basically like a screw, a large screw. It's attached to a handle. So the auger itself is something that is used exactly in this way, and you want to make a hole on it. You press and turn simultaneously, and that's very useful for making a hole. Over here, these things were damaged, so that you've got the part that can still do its work, but it does not have a handle. So then if they were nifkamu, some of the handle is ruined, but you still have the usable part. It's still tummy because they're at least usable b'shas hadchak. But if the part that cuts or that does the job, the chisuman, if that was the part that was ruined, so then you can't use it. And these are an edge that you put on, which is highly strengthened. So it's a tempered piece that allows it to be used, that the beginning of it can penetrate the wood. And then the rest of it is just regular iron. Over there, if it doesn't have that on it, then it's tar. Because if it doesn't have the hardened edge, so then it isn't really usable. You'll notice this in drills very often, in modern drills, so that you attach to your drill. The cutting part is made out of a different material, which is much stronger. In all of these cases, if it was split into two parts, so the blade split in such a way that part of it is attached to the thing that you hold it with, the other part isn't. So then over here, you've got the same issue that we mentioned before. It would still be tummy because you can use them like this, but the auger cannot, because over there you need to put so much pressure on it. You cannot have anything that isn't smooth at an auger, because how are you going to press down on a broken kind of thing without hurting yourself? So basically, it's not usable. Vaharokni, sorry?
It doesn't auger well.
Tungsten carbide, that's great, exactly. They'll often advertise it as a tungsten carbide tipped drill, and that's still ad hayom. So if you use the tip, it does not have the same value. What was Barnea saying? I didn't catch it. Sorry. Oh my gosh. True, it does not augur well. That's quite good, actually. How about the rokni? Now, the rokni, remember, a plane has two parts. It's got that block of wood, usually with a handle on it. And then it's got the bottom part where you put a blade into. You're constantly replacing those blades. And it sticks out a tiny bit, depending on how much wood you want to cut off as you're going across the jagged edge of the wood. So if the blade was taken out, and now you just have the wood that is not, if it's not the type that you could replace, then it's completely tar because it doesn't have any usage as a block of wood.